sports meets life with an unbiased perspective. This is your wake-up call with Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, part of the Dan Tortora Broadcast Media family. You can also get this show, and you could be listening right now, on the Apple Store app, Sports DT. You can also get it through any Apple device by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. So you can get it through that. You can also get it on the Google Play Store on over 2,000 devices by searching Sports DT. That's S-P-O-R-T-S-D-T. And on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in the podcast section. So plenty of ways to get involved. And obviously on YouTube, I thank you all who have gone on to the youtube.com/wakeupcalldt channel, who have subscribed, watch the videos, a lot of interviews on there, interviews that you've heard before on shows like this one that you're listening to today, but wanted to bring you the expressions of the players and get to know the players, put a face to the name of the players, and really just have a different way to interact, not only with them, but for me to interact with you and for the players to interact with you as well as the coaches. So I thank you for really coming to youtube.com/wakeupcalldt and really being a big part of the channel. You are part of a group that has put me over 35,500 views. I can't thank you enough for that. When it started, it was very small, and now seeing what it's done this year, it's just amazing to me. So the whole point of why I do what I do with YouTube, with talking to you here with Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, with peeling back the orange, back on the field, double dribble, anything I've ever done, is really to tell you a story and interact with you and give you sports and give you information, but do it in a unique way, an original way, my way. And I thank you all for showing me that you really appreciate that and that you like that. And it means a lot to me that I get to do what I love because of the fact that you exist and you're out there and you appreciate what I'm trying to give you and the stories that I'm trying to tell you. So thank you, first and foremost, so much for all that you do. And I'm happy to announce that Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora will now be on every single Monday and Friday. It will air at noon, as you know, if you've been on WakeUpCallDT.com before, or on the Apple Store, Google Play Store app, Sports DT, that the shows are always on. You can never miss them. But just so you know, Mondays and Fridays, it will air first at noon, so you could be the first to hear it right at noon Eastern time on Mondays and Fridays every single week. And if you miss it by any chance, you can just go to the shows page of WakeUpCallDT.com, listen to it there. And you can also go to the Sports DT app on your Apple Store and Google Play Store and just search it in the app. The most recent show is at the top, all the way down to the first one that was aired. So you can go and find any of the shows that you've missed, not just Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, but exclusive interviews, anything, peeling back the orange, back on the field. You can always go there and get to the shows. They're on when you want them, when you need them. That's the beauty of it. You know, you listen to traditional radio, and if you miss the show, you miss the show. If you miss an interview, you can't go back. Well, in this case, with having Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, one of the reasons why I have this company is because of the fact that it's now on your schedule. Because I know that you work, and I know you take care of the kids, and I know you try to go on vacation, and, you know, God forbid, we try to sleep every once in a while. So you need to have a schedule that works for you. And sometimes sitting in the car for 3 hours isn't going to happen. I can't tell you a time that really ever happened. So unless you're stuck in traffic, in which case, you know, and maybe you were stuck in traffic when Barack Obama came to Syracuse and you had 3 hours to sit in the car. But I'm there for you if you're taking a run, if you're relaxing in the house, if you just drop the kids off and you have a half an hour to an hour, if you're on your way to the game, whatever it may be, or if it's right there, right then when it's aired and you want to hear it immediately, it's there for you. So it fits every single person's schedule, and that's my way of thanking you for listening. by giving you that opportunity to listen at any time. So we'll start off first and foremost with the annoying moment of the week, as you know that I've done before for those of you that listen to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. If not, you're in for a treat here. Something we've been doing for a very long time allows me to kind of get out that anger, you know, that angst, just from things that I'm seeing. So this allows me to kind of breathe a little bit here and talk with you. So the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard and across from Tops, down the road from the fire station. You can't miss it. It is the longest standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. 60 plus years of serving Central New York, and every single visitor that wanted that Carvel flavor, it has been there for you for 60 plus years, and they now bring you, and only them, bring you the Wake Up Call Sundae, soft serve, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, so you get that same great, beautiful, wonderful Carvel flavor, that soft serve that you yearn. It's kind of like the gateway into Carvel. You have to try the twist, and then from there you can branch out. My mom is a twist fan. My dad's a twist fan, so they branch out a little bit, but they always end up back at the twist, and that's why that's a part of my Wake Up Call Sundae. On top of that, gives you a little bit of who I am, caramel and cookie dough. Love those two. Grew up, love cookie dough ice cream. Caramel's my favorite topping, so give you a little bit of a mix of what it's like to have a sundae that I would get. And you put that all together, pop a cherry on top, you have the Wake Up Call Sundae. You can feel free to put on whipped cream, sprinkles, whatever your fancy is. You can enjoy it however you'd like. The Wake Up Call Sundae featured at Carvel DeWitt. And I thank whoever's been doing this. Carvel ran out of cookie dough and had to buy mass amounts of cookie dough. So thank you to those cookie dough fans. I appreciate it. Try the sundae. You can now get it with Carvel Light, which gives you the same great Carvel flavor with less calories. You can get it in chocolate, vanilla, or through a twist, which means you can get it in the Wake Up Call Sundae. I thank Carvel DeWitt for presenting the Wake Up Call Sundae to you, everyone out there, that you can have something, a different experience, something unique to Central New York. And I thank them for what they've been doing for so many years, providing ice cream cakes, sundaes, Carvel lunches, shakes that have stayed in this community, have gone outside of this community, and have been part of history with my family, that if it was an anniversary, a birthday, Christmas, whatever it may be, there was a Carvel cake there for my grandma, my grandfather, my parents, my birthday, my friends' birthdays. Carvel has been such a big part of my history and the positive moments in my life, and I want them to be a part of yours, and they should be. If they haven't, please go to Carvel DeWitt and enjoy an experience that you're not going to get from any other ice cream place, and have that Wake Up Call Sundae, which you literally can't get anywhere else in the world. I thank Carvel DeWitt and Jay Cartini and his team for helping me to put that together and provide something unique for sports fans and for the community as a whole in Central New York and everybody that comes in to visit. So without further ado, the annoying moment of the week, which you know and I know, I can't do until you hear this. This annoying moment of the week has a couple scoops in it, which is fitting, with Carvel DeWitt being the sponsor of it. It's very hard to choose. You know, I created the annoying moment of the week, and I could find an annoying moment each week. It wasn't too hard to do in most cases to find something in sports that just irked me, that needed to be talked about. And then I started finding two a week, three a week. And it's great for Carvel because, as you know, when you go into Carvel, you can have one scoops, two scoops, three scoops, whatever you want to have. So this annoying moment of the week has kind of branched out to have the double scoop cone, so to speak. And this week, to start off the annoying moment of the week, it's something that has bothered me for a while. Could be the annoying moment of the decade. Could be the annoying moment of baseball in general. But it's the fact of performance-enhancing drugs being in the sport of baseball. And to me, there's no room for it. Now, I know that Ryan Braun has now admitted to use. I know that Alex Rodriguez, in an interview, admitted to using before. I know Jose Canseco, when he wrote in his book of everybody that was using, admitted to using himself. And that perjury trials have come up when the national government has sat down and asked these baseball players, are you using? And then they think that they might have perjured themselves. So I know it's been around, and I know it's been talked about, and I know some people admit to it, but my issue is the fact of people saying, listen, performance-enhancing drugs, they don't do anything for you. They don't make you hit the baseball because you have to have the hand-eye coordination to do so. And you know, I understand that. I understand that argument. I understand that you have to literally look at the ball and be able to hit a baseball. But here's the thing. Hitting a baseball 200 yards as opposed 200 feet as opposed to hitting a baseball 400 feet, that to me is performance-enhancing drugs. And if you didn't need them to help you play the sport, you wouldn't take them. So that to me defeats the argument right there. Yeah, you have to have the hand-eye coordination hit the baseball, but this might help you hit the baseball farther. And at the same time, you know, well, it gets your body better faster. It does this, it does that, but putting a injecting a needle into my butt doesn't ever sound like doing the right thing to me. And it just, when I look back on history and I look at Babe Ruth, who, I mean, we talk about being fit and taking care of yourself and having an athlete's body. Babe Ruth had a beer gut. He drank beer. He smoked cigars. I mean, this is a guy who is eating cheeseburgers. He just had talent. He could hit the baseball. He could hit it far. Steroids isn't even a word back then. And, you know, you look at just a specimen like Babe Ruth, who defied all laws of being athletic. He was not your athletic body. He didn't take care of himself, so to speak. But he was talented. And then you look at Hank Aaron, who was talented. The steroids not being a word in the dictionary. They're just going out there. They're hitting the baseball. Jackie Robinson, talented. Joe DiMaggio, talented. And then you start coming up with, well, this guy's using and this guy's using, and he admitted and he didn't, but we think that he is. And I've said before to people that have talked to me about performance-enhancing drugs in baseball and said, you know, this guy's taking and this guy's taking, this guy's got to be taking. And I said, maybe the question to ask is not who is taking performance-enhancing drugs, but who isn't? Who are the people that are not taking the drugs? Because to me, there's no place for them. And one of my friends brought up a really good idea with me, and I like this. They said, listen, Pete Rose bet on games, so he gets banned, right? He's not in the Hall of Fame, and the ballot came out year after year. They're not putting him on it. So they say, Pete Rose, you know what? You can't make it in because you bet on games. It was a one-time offense. We found out. You're done. See you later. Goodbye. So my friend says to me, why don't they do that with steroids? Why don't, with performance-enhancing drugs in general? If you take it once, you're banned from baseball. You can never play again. Hey, A-Rod, you admitted to doing it in Seattle. You're done. You said you did it in Texas. You're gone. It doesn't matter that you're on the Yankees. You admitted to using. You're out. And that, to me, is something that I think could clean it up. But at the same time, there might be a lot of players that aren't going to be playing in that respect. I've always been a fan of saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Even though it's a term that you heard and it might be cliche to people, I think it's true. That if I find you the second time, you're done forever. And the other thing that I've looked at is just hitting your contract. And I'm not talking about the guys making $30 million a year and you bounce them for $500,000. I'm saying they're making $30. I'm taking $15 because you might say to me, Dan, $15 million, I could live on that for 30 years. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you could. And I probably could. But when I look at these contracts and these players and knowing how some athletes spend money, if you take a $30 million contract and you cut it in half, it's like giving an athlete $1,000 a month. It's like giving them $10 a day. Because some of these athletes don't know how to live without that money. You cut the money in half, you cut $30 million to $15, they don't know how to function. So to me, if you're going to hit somebody in their wallet, you got to take half of that money or all of that. Maybe you find them with performance-enhancing drugs and you say, listen, you can play this season, but you're playing for free. You know, give them an ultimatum. I can either suspend you for the whole year without pay, or you can still play, but I'm not paying you. I mean, you have to be able to put a clause in a contract that should be fluid throughout. If you break the law, then you can't play. If you break our laws within baseball, you can't play, or you're going to pay. There has to be a universal, because I know everybody signs an individual contract. I get that, and I understand that there's players' unions. But look at it in the case of the New England Patriots and Aaron Hernandez. He signs a $40 million deal last summer. Then he gets brought up on charges of potentially first-degree murder and weapons charges, and he could be out there for Lord knows how long. He's in jail right now, but you don't know what it's going to come down to, how a trial is going to go or whatnot. And they say, you know what? Your contract is voided. So maybe they have a clause in the contract. If you break the law, if you murder somebody or allegedly murder somebody, we have the right to not have to pay you. Because to me, if you're going to break the rules, why get paid? Why be able to play that sport? There are so many people that would love... There are fans in the stands at Yankees Stadium that are watching Alex Rodriguez that would love to be out there, that would do anything to be out there on the field. You have thousands and thousands of people around you saying, give me one shot. I don't care if I strike out. Just give me an opportunity to go out there and play. That'll pay for, or that'll play for a 20th of what he makes, a 40th of what he makes. Just to get out there, just to be a part of the game in a special way. So, to me, you don't owe these athletes anything. They're using performance-enhancing drugs. You fine them. You take them out. You ban them for the season. Manny Ramirez getting chance after chance after chance and then being found with performance-enhancing drugs, and you got to fine him here, and you got to ban him here, and then he can come back, but he's got to serve this suspension. He was given the option to either serve a suspension or to not play for a year. And you know what he said to that team? Screw you, I'm not playing. That's what he did to the Tampa Bay Rays. They sign him on, they take a chance on Manny Ramirez, and his way of repaying them is saying, well, I got found with performance-enhancing drugs, I guess I'm not playing. There's no personal responsibility with some of these players, so why do you have to reach out to them and help them? They break the rules, they know what the rules are, they want to lie and say, I don't know what it was, I stuck this needle in my butt, I just thought it was chocolate sauce, I had a sundae earlier, I thought this would go good with it. I don't buy into any of this. You know what you're taking because you got to get it from somewhere. They got to tell you what it is. You're using it to enhance your game. That's why it's called performance-enhancing drugs. So, to me, if you use it, then something drastic has to be done. You either hit them with the contract, make them pay for free, or play for free. Like, these are your options to me. This is what I would do if someone's found with performance-enhancing drugs. This is how I handle it. The first time, I'm going to suspend you. I'm going to hit you really hard in your wallet. I'm going to take at least half of the money that you're making this year. You do it again, you're banned for life. Why does Pete Rose get banned, but these guys don't get banned? Why are they there? They're muddying the sport. The Hall of Fame committee sits down and doesn't elect anyone into the Baseball Hall of Fame. What is that telling you? That, to me, is making it very, very clear. Something needs to change. And I'm not trying to hear people say, well, I'll never do it again. Because you know what? If you have an incentive in your contract to hit 50 home runs and I'm going to give you another $3 million and you've already taken it once, you're probably going to take it again. Now, can people change? Absolutely. But do you have to kind of force the hand to get some people to change? Absolutely. And I think that there has to be more going on in baseball because this is sick to me. That's all the story is now. Who's taking performance-enhancing drugs? Who's cheating? You're watching your team play, and you're thinking, is this my team winning? Is this a drug helping my team win? It's something that just literally, it has no place in sports. You can't cheat at work. You can't go out there and take a performance-enhancing drug somewhere else. So why be able to take it in the sport of baseball or in any sport? I think it's wrong. I think it's distasteful. And I think that it spits in the face of every single one of you fans that love any sport. Because your team is not winning a game in the right way. They're not winning it morally, justly, based on talent. If it's not about talent and it's just about juicing up, then you or I could juice up right now and we could go play baseball. And I don't think that that's fair. Keeping here with the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt. Another annoying moment to me has to do with something that I just think is utterly ridiculous. Not that I didn't think that PEDs are, but this to me just, it really goes beyond. We talk about fines. $10,000 fine is what you get if you wear a t-shirt that has not been okayed in the pregame ritual for the NFL. Now, Robert Griffin III, before one of the preseason games, wore a t-shirt that says Operation Patience. Now, when you're getting ready for a game, when you're in that pregame situation, you have to dress in your full uniform. Well, Robert Griffin decided, you know what, I don't want to put the jersey on. I'm going to practice throwing the ball with Operation Patience. Now, he's not even playing in the game. He didn't even get out for one snap in the game. Yet, fined $10,000 for wearing a t-shirt that said Operation Patience. That's all it said. It was nothing derogatory to the NFL. It was nothing derogatory in general. It was just unauthorized apparel that he had on while he was practicing throwing the ball. I don't think it hurt anybody. I don't think it was distasteful. He was also fined $10,000 when he decided to wear Adidas, and the NFL has an agreement with Nike. Now, I can understand that a little bit more. Like, I can get that. I have sponsors that work with Danzatora Broadcast Media, and I'm working with Carvel DeWitt, so Jay Cartino doesn't want to walk down the street and see me wearing a Cold Stone t-shirt. And I get that. That makes sense to me because I have an agreement with Carvel. They're a part of my company. So Robert Griffin, when you sign on to be a part of the NFL, they have groups that they work with. They have companies that they work with. So if he's wearing it in the comfort of his own home, Adidas, I get that. That's fine. I understand that. But being in the public eye like he is, Nike could call up and say, hey, what's going on here? We're going to pull our sponsorship. And it's not like somebody else wouldn't step in, but you don't want to go through those headaches if you're the NFL. So I get that. But wearing a t-shirt that doesn't have Adidas on it, Nike on it, none of that on it, it's just a t-shirt that says Operation Patience, he should be able to wear that. There's nothing wrong with that. If I was a quarterback and I'm practicing and I have a shirt that says God Saves on it, and I got fined $10,000, wouldn't make any sense to me. If I have a shirt that says, I love Ninja Turtles, I'll admit it. I loved them growing up. I watched them all the time. Why pay a $10,000 fine? So you got baseball that's got to fine these people using performance-enhancing drugs that have been muddying the sport for years and years and years. And then you have somebody like Robert Griffin who's practicing in a t-shirt and has to pay a $10,000 fine, which in some cases, that's half of a year's salary for somebody getting out of college. It might be half of a year's salary for somebody in their 40s, 50 years old. So even though it's not hurting Robert Griffin a ton, to me it's still a little bit over the top to charge someone $10,000 for wearing the t-shirt of their choice to throw a football in a game that they're not playing in well before the game even started. We'll take a quick step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Sports DT app and iTunes Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora podcast. You'll hear from Carvel DeWitt and Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. When I come back, it's Dyshon Davis, linebacker of the Syracuse Orange, with me exclusively right here.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Sometimes we can't help how we get injured, but we can help ourselves and how we get better. Hi, I'm Paula Carey from Carey and Daily Physical Therapy. I'm here on Wake Up Call to tell you that currently in New York State, you can be evaluated by a physical therapist without seeing your physician. Some insurance companies will allow up to 9 visits before a prescription is needed. At Carey and Daily Physical Therapy, our experienced staff will evaluate you and start you on a program appropriate for your injury. We know how important feeling good is to you. Let us help you improve your well-being by coming to see us at one of our 5 locations in upstate New York. Carey and Daily Physical Therapy, where we care about your body and are dedicated to helping you get well.
Find the location nearest you at CareyandDailyPT.com. That's C-A-R-E-Y and D-A-L-E-Y-P-T.com.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on wakeupcalldt.com, part of the Dan Satora Broadcast Media family. Also on your Sports DT app from the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, and on iTunes podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. So thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. And happy to have, as I stated before the break here, Dyshon Davis, linebacker of the Syracuse Orange. Talk to him on location after practice. And first and foremost with Dyshon, speaking about linebacker coach Clark Lee, who's in his first year with Syracuse, and what he thinks about what Clark Lee is teaching and if it's any different from what he's learned from his time at Syracuse so far.
The defense is pretty much the same. You know, Coach Butler, you know, he's Coach Shea's guy. So it's kind of the same philosophy, you know, it's hard nose, you know, coaching defense with great effort, you know, pretty much the same scheme. So everything has just pretty much been different, just been similar.
What are you taking from Coach Lee? What's he taught you?
He pretty much just, you know, taught me to, you know, just become mentally tougher, you know, controlling my mental dialogue, just, you know, being a smarter player off the field. You know, he's more about the morals of a player. And, you know, coaching is good, you know, just teaching us, making good decisions, and, you know, just all that type of stuff, you know, he's been pretty good.
What's it like having Sproul back in the middle?
It's been pretty good. You know, Sproul's, you know, he's excited to play the middle. You know, it kind of, you know, kind of make him play, control the field a lot better. He's more active in the play. He can run sideline to sideline and, you know, make plays, so. You know, everything's just pretty been working out pretty good.
With a guy like Kirkland, what's he doing to push you and really make you better, you know, coming in as a junior college transfer? What's he been doing to help you out?
You know, Kirkland, you know, Kirkland from the spring, you know, he had a great spring. You know, and, you know, Kirkland's a great player. You know, he's just been pushing me to, you know, become the best player I could be, and I've been pushing him to become the best player he could be. You know, right now, you know, we're competing for the, you know, starting job. And, you know, everything's working out pretty good. You know, we're all working together, you know, helping each other out.
Do you think that there's going to be a rotation that, you know, whoever wins the starting job, that you all kind of get in there?
Yes, absolutely. You know, coach talk about, you know, playing multiple guys, you know, because fresh legs in the game. And, you know, we all have the ability to play. We all know our playbook, and we're all, you know, good, familiar with the defense. So, you know, I think that would be more helpful to us. You know, the more guys that play, the fresher, you know, we'll be able to, you know, play, the harder, you know, more the effort we'll be able to play. So, you know, yeah, you could look, you know, you could see maybe like 7 or 8 linebackers playing and contributing to the defense this year.
What do you think about the offense so far with seeing some of these guys? What did you take from Drew Allen? What did you take from Terrell Hunt? I mean, are you seeing talent from them? Are they getting you guys to kind of get off a little bit, or are you reading them well?
Personally, I think they're both great quarterbacks. You know, I'm focused on the defense, getting better at the defense. But, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, they're both two different type of quarterbacks. You know, Terrell, you know, he's a dual threat. You know, he can run the ball. You know, Drew can run the ball too, but, you know, Terrell has, you know, a little bit more step to him. But, you know, we've just been doing a good job of adjusting to both quarterbacks because, you know, in the ACC, we're going to face all type of quarterbacks, different type of, you know, pro-style quarterbacks, you know, dual quarterbacks with speed. So, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, them two quarterbacks, you know, splitting the reps with the ones coming in, you know, that's great for us, you know, just kind of adjust to, you know, different type of quarterbacks.
How much do you know about the ACC? Because it is a quarterback-heavy league. How much do you know about the teams that you're going up against?
I know that we're going up against, you know, some pretty good teams. You know, teams that are, you know, they said, you know, compete for the national championship. Like, you know, we have Clemson in there, they're the top 3 teams in the country. You know, Florida State, even Wake Forest, you know, was good. You know, Duke had a great season last year. You know, I could go on all day about the ACC, but, like I said, man, we're just focusing on, you know, us and playing and progressing, you know, getting better as a team. You know, we're starting by off at camp, you know, coming here every day, working as hard as we can, you know, winning meetings, you know, coming out here on the field, you know, pushing each other, you know, every day. So, you know, that's that's pretty much what we're focusing on right now.
How different is it to have the pads on as opposed to not having full pads? I mean, do you feel like it changes practice for you?
Yes, you know, you come out here in full pads, and, you know, it kind of cleans up the look a little bit. You know, you get your full fit, and, you know, it kind of gets you in the game speed and, you know, kind of gets everything, you know, to play a part. But, you know, the scheme and, you know, the looks and the fits. So, you know, and it gets us, our bodies, you know, kind of beat up and ready for, you know, the game. And, you know, so that's the difference between, you know, having full pads and, you know, not having pads on, you know. So, you know, we've just been doing a pretty good job of taking care of our bodies and, you know, just adjusting to, you know, the practice tempo. You know, Coach Shave does a pretty good job of, you know, changing the practice tempo, sometimes with thuds, sometimes with whiffs, sometimes with live. So, you know, Coach Shave knows what he's doing, and, you know, we're just, you know, listening to him and, you know, buying into what he say, and, you know, just coming out here, you know, getting it done.
Once again, Dyshon Davis, linebacker of the Syracuse Orange, a junior right now, has been playing since he was a true freshman, was a starter last season, back to being a starter this season so far on the depth chart. Dyshon Davis on the defensive side, and now to the offense, I welcome Jerome Smith back to the show. Jerome Smith, running back for the Orange, had over 1,000 yards on the ground last season, looking to do that now going into this season, as Jerome Smith became the third running back in a row at Syracuse to have at least 1,000 yards on the ground as he improves his game. There's other players that are out there in the backfield doing just that as well. Devontae McFarland breaking a big run at fall camp during Orange Fan Fest, where he had a nice block from Josh Paris, the tight end, on the left side, then made a good move inside, then back outside, and darted down the field and broke away for a substantial run that went all the way into the end zone. And Jerome Smith gives his thoughts right now on what he thought on Devontae McFarland having such a big game that turned out to be a scoring play.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's why we play running back. You got to do those type of things. I wasn't surprised. He showed he can do a lot of big things in the spring, him and George. That's what they do. They go back and forth with each other. I'm excited for the next time we scrimmage for George to go break another one.
How has, you know, the entire running back core looked to you? I mean, obviously you're doing your thing, but seeing some of the other guys out there, what have they shown you?
They're going to compete for the job. I mean, a lot of people talk about number one, but, I mean, these guys are competing every day. So that goes back to, hey, it's never in the barn. I mean, I got to work every day because these guys are always bringing it.
Are you a Romo fan still or no?
Yeah, he's my quarterback. He's my quarterback. I got to roll with him.
For 6 years, $108 million or so?
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. God bless that man.
And back to Syracuse, you know, looking at what you want to do moving forward, and speaking of the depth of this team, what are you guys doing to push each other, and how is that brotherhood? Because you all are competing to get on the field, and there's at least six of you that can do that right now.
It's kind of like older brothers and younger brothers are all competing for the job, but, I mean, I know a little bit more. Tyson knows a little bit more just from experience. So, I mean, it would be doing us a disservice for me to keep everything I know. And I want to pass it on to young guys. I pass some things to young guys. They take it with them. They learn it. That's up to them. But I'm doing my job of making sure they're learning and making sure whatever I learn, I can pass on to them, and they do it. And when they do stuff big, I'm excited like them. I'm running down the sideline, chasing them down. Like, yeah, let's go. That helps my room. That brings my room up. So I'm cool with them.
How's DeAndre been as coach for you?
A lot of intensity. Every day he comes to work. Every day is intense. Do anything wrong from the top guy down to the bottom guy, coaches you the same. Man, and that's a big thing, man. You don't want one guy to coach you different because you're an older guy. Coaches all the same. Yells at us or picks us up the same way. So it's a good thing.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. No problem.
Once again, that is 1,000-yard rusher coming back into this season, Jerome Smith of the Syracuse Orange, talking about Devontae McFarland, the backfield, and so much more, including the Dallas Cowboys, who are his favorite team. And knowing that that's his team going into that contract on Tony Romo, that he just got an extension, even though he's only won one playoff game in his time with the Dallas Cowboys. So interesting to get Jerome Smith's thoughts on Tony Romo, who he's actually watched coming out of practice. He goes home and will actually go back and look at the Dallas Cowboy game. So he's watching his film for Syracuse and paying attention to the Dallas Cowboys as well. We'll take a quick step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, part of the Dan Satora Broadcast Media family. When I come back, we'll wrap up the show with an exclusive conversation with Adrian Autry from the bus in Canada as the Syracuse Orange do something they haven't done in a long time, and that's take a preseason road trip to get out there and play a few games and see how the team gels together early on. You don't want to miss this. Adrian Autry, assistant coach for Syracuse, with me when we come back to wrap up Wake Up Call with Dan Satora right after you hear from Carvel DeWitt and Carrion Daily Physical Therapy.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Sometimes we can't help how we get injured, but we can help ourselves and how we get better. Hi, I'm Paula Carey from Carrion Daily Physical Therapy. I'm here on Wake Up Call to tell you that currently in New York State, you can be evaluated by a physical therapist without seeing your physician. Some insurance companies will allow up to 9 visits before a prescription is needed. At Carrion Daily Physical Therapy, our experienced staff will evaluate you and start you on a program appropriate for your injury. We know how important feeling good is to you. Let us help you improve your well-being by coming to see us at one of our 5 locations in upstate New York. Carrion Daily Physical Therapy, where we care about your body and are dedicated to helping you get well.
Find the location nearest you at carryanddailypt.com. That's C-A-R-E-Y and D-A-L-E-Y-P-T.com.
Happy to have Adrian Autry, Syracuse former player and now assistant coach, and here on the road in Canada talking with me right now, and I appreciate you being on, Adrian. And first and foremost, this is an interesting trip because Boeheim doesn't usually take the team out of the country. And I know that you had said to me before that the last time that Boeheim took the team outside of the country was back when you were playing. Is that correct?
It was my incoming year, so I missed that trip. I was not, at that time, freshmen were not allowed to travel during them. So I had just missed that trip when they came back from, I believe it was Italy.
Knowing that it's been such a long time since Syracuse has done that, are you happy to have this experience now?
Well, I think from a team standpoint, with an influx of new talent and young guards, I think it's very important. This has actually been a very good experience to see these guys compete in a game setting. So it's been really beneficial, I believe.
Looking into Syracuse's first matchup in Canada here in the preseason, so to speak, what did you take away from the first game, from what you've seen from the Orange so far?
Well, I took away, one, they have a lot of depth. We really did a good job of sharing the basketball. You see this, the team is trying to share and get each other easy shots. I thought that was very evident. We took care of the basketball. I believe we had 12 turnovers, which is a big thing when you're trying to win games and compete at this level. So I thought, those things were good. I thought from a rebounding standpoint, we did a pretty good job. Even though it was a smaller team, they were very physical, and the play is a little bit different. It's a lot more physical over here than it is in the States. So I thought the guys did a good job of battling and getting the rebounds and getting out in transition.
As far as the second game that you played up in Canada, what did you take from that? Was it a continuance to move in the right direction in your mind?
Well, I thought we continued to build. I think we jumped out early offensively, like we did the first game. Defensively, I think we're a little ahead of schedule. I think the guys have really done a good job of coming in, especially the freshmen, Tyler and Ron and VJ, and those guys are picking up the defensive schemes and the bumps and the slides and things like that. So, I thought that, overall, defensively, we've been, we've been, we've, we're a little bit ahead of schedule. I think offense is still a work in progress. But, again, you still see the sharing of the ball and they're taking care of the basketball, which is really key.
Looking at the new additions to the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team, I was in practice recently. B.J. Johnson was there, Ron Patterson, and Tyler Ennis, but no Tyler Roberson, no Chinonso Oboko. What was the reasoning why they weren't in practice?
Oh, they still had to get some things cleared up as far as NCAA eligibility stuff, so that was the reason why they're not here. They're still waiting to get clearance, something that's normal.
Is the hope that they will be able to join the team soon?
You know what? They probably will be. It's just a matter of us just getting the word. So that's where we are right now. I think this thing should be, they should have the answers pretty soon.
As far as learning and growing with the team, do you feel that this puts a negative effect on the Syracuse Orange that Tyler Roberson and Chinonso Oboko aren't there? I mean, do you think not only hurting them, but hurting the team overall, do you feel like this could have a negative effect on the team gelling together?
No, not at all. I think you can take some things from this, but you can't put a whole lot of weight into this. Again, this is still early on, and, this is, the first time these guys have played together, which is, it's only going to be four games and a couple of practices. So, you can put some weight into it, but you can't act like this is the gospel and this is the season these guys are ready, because, again, they're still freshmen and they're still adjusting to the speed and different concepts and ideas. So, I wouldn't put too much weight into it. I mean, it gives us an idea. I think it helps the coaches, and I think it helps the players, especially the freshmen, understand how fast and things that they need to probably work on, and it gives them a better understanding of going back and working and getting prepared for preseason, for the regular season.
Now, with Syracuse or any school NCAA-wise, they can only do this once every 4 years, have a trip outside of the country during their preseason, so to speak. Are you happy that Jim Boeheim decided to do it this season with having a younger team?
Well, I mean, I think it's really, a great idea when you do have young teams like we have, again, in an important role, which is, our point guards and our guards, which, we've been very, very successful the last 4 or 5 years, having, first team and NBA-type guards. So I think, this is definitely a plus, and I think, we were excited to have this opportunity, and the timing was great to have it.
Starting with Tyler Ennis for the young guys coming in, I saw him in practice, and he can make a shot or two. I think that's something that's known. But what are you taking from him as a whole, from what you've seen practice-wise and in these game situations so far?
I mean, he's a guy that has a lot of poise. He's playing the way we expect him to play. We recruited him. He's just really one of the best point guards that we've brought in a long time. I know coaches said it, so I'm just really reiterating what he said. But again, he's someone that has a lot of poise, runs the show, knows what to do, knows how to get the ball to certain people, when to get the ball to certain people. He has an unbelievable pace to his game.
Moving to another newcomer, Ron Patterson, what are you taking from him so far and what you've seen?
Well, I just think that Ron needs to continually get better and understand, like most freshmen. And I think, once he gets his balance around, everything else will flourish as far as his rebounding and making shots and getting out in transition, stuff like that. So I think it's just a learning process for all these guys.
As far as B.J. Johnson, you worked with him with the forwards when you had C.J. Fair and Jeremy Grant there in practice, so you spent a good amount of time with B.J. What are you taking from him so far and what he's shown you?
Well, again, B.J. is a kid that, he's adjusting, adapting to the college game, and I think the physicality is something that, he has to continue to adjust to. And, just talk to him about being able to use his quickness, being able to use his tools to be effective, his shot, being shot ready, getting the shot off a little bit quicker, things like that. Just kind of helping him play to his advantages and stay out of situations that work against him right now.
Now, I know that in the 2-3 drill that you ran in practice, you were out there on offense telling the guys, don't let me get a shot off, or telling them you were going to get a shot to watch out that it was coming. your relationship, you know, being able to joke around with the guys and you know, just seeing you out there. I mean, I can tell that the relationship was there, but share with everybody that's listening right now just what the relationship is like with you and the players and what that means to you.
You know, the relationship part of it is big. I'm still very fond and still have a good memory of when I played and the stage that they're in their lives right now. I think it's always good to have someone that's been through it and being able to talk to them and kind of understand them and not try to be a parent, but also just be more of a guardian, you know, not even a guardian, just like a big brother, a mentor type. And I think those relationships, you know, allow those guys to grow and continually to get coached and receive information a lot easier.
Before I let you go, Adrian, looking at the schedule that was just released, ACC games that Syracuse will be having at home, Miami coming back, North Carolina coming into the Dome, Pittsburgh, obviously longtime rivalry, Duke, Notre Dame, Clemson, NC State, Boston College coming back, Georgia Tech. When you look at these games and this new frontier for Syracuse, what do you want to say to Syracuse fans? Because at least in my mind, when you hear games like North Carolina and Duke at the Dome, it essentially sounds like NCAA tournament games during the regular season.
I mean, I think that's it right there. You summed it up. I just think that, you know, from a fan standpoint, I think, you know, it's tough for change. But when you look at the schedule, I mean, I think the competition is still going to be right there. It'll still be great games. It's just going to be different names. It's just going to take some time and an adjustment period. But again, the best conference in America is the ACC.
Out of conference, there's a recent announcement that Syracuse will be playing the Binghamton Bearcats, and their assistant coach, Lazarus Sims, played at Syracuse, coached at Syracuse. Does that game have a special meaning to you, knowing that someone's coming back to the Dome that you obviously have a relationship with?
Well, I think, you know, it's always, especially when you get a chance to play against, you know, someone of, you know, that you consider family, to be exciting. You know, it's a game that you want to play well in and you want to have a good showing and compete and play and win.
Well, I appreciate it as always, Adrian, and I know that you're traveling through Canada on a bus, so hopefully you're not stopping traffic, shutting down any of their main roads like's been happening recently here with the president coming into Syracuse.
No, it's been good. No, we haven't run into that any. Just a little bit of traffic.
Well, I thank you for coming on once again, and I'll see you at that last game up in Canada, so thank you for everything.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Syracuse Orange alum on the men's basketball squad and now an assistant coach with the team. Adrian Autry has been there to help groom these players over the past few seasons and is up in Canada working with them in a very unique situation. He was a freshman, couldn't travel with the team the last time that they went out of the country, and now he has the opportunity to do so as a coach. Great insight, and always happy to have him on the show. Syracuse has a basketball schedule that's out for 2013-2014. It's tentative right now. You definitely want to take a look at it. You can get it on the Right Now page of wakeupcalldt.com by becoming a member, which is free. You don't have to pay for any of the information, but you do have to be a member. You can become a member right at the top of the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com and also by going to the Right Now page and the 24/7 talk page, which will have the registration right there. It's free, it's easy, and you could do it immediately, and you're going to need to do it going into football season and basketball shortly following. And I've been to basketball practice recently. Plenty of notes there on what I've seen from the team. You cannot miss them, and you could get them by going to wakeupcalldt.com and becoming a part of the membership of Dan Totora Broadcast Media. Be part of the family and get that exclusive information that I'm always happy to bring to you on wakeupcalldt.com and throughout Dan Totora Broadcast Media. Looking forward to talking with you very soon. A special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, of course, Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy, helping me on my path to hope with my knee and can help you with anything that's going on with your body physically. If it's time to get better, which you know that it is, it's always time to get better. You might have waited. I waited before. Don't wait any longer. Call Carrie and Daily Monday through Friday during normal business hours, 315-652-4323. That's 315-652-4323. And also want to give a special thanks to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Athletic, and the Dreisig Lady Line, giving you the opportunity to do whatever you need to do in your life, be it if you're the mom that's dropping off the kids at the game, or if you're the dad that's doing that, if you're going out and working out in the gym in the morning, or you have a team that you need to find jerseys for, whatever you need when it comes to feeling good in the clothes that you're in, getting a good quality for a good price, and getting it from homegrown in Central New York, Syracuse, New York, Mark Jones, his product, you can get that in Syracuse, in Central New York, around the country, and around the world by going to the Dreisig Apparel link that I have on wakeupcalldt.com. And if you want to go to the Dreisig Lady Line, that's Dreisig Lady.com. That's Dreisig Lady.com. And find your apparel for your team, for you. Or if you want to work out in the gym and you want to get something going, or if you are a female listening and you want a relaxed bamboo line, which is made, it's a green product. It's made in the United States. If you want to buy something that's in America, support America's economy, that's another reason to go with Dreisig, and you can do that with plenty of reasons to do so on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com. A special thanks to fanhands.com, which gives me the opportunity to not only get the fans ready for the games, but to do something good for the community. You can go to the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com and get your pair of fan hands while also donating money to people that were affected by Hurricane Sandy. Some of the things you think they're getting, they're not. Some, unfortunately, of the political photo ops did not turn into people actually getting food. So not everything that you think is helping Hurricane Sandy victims is really happening. Some of them are, like I said, just photo opportunities. I have a way to truly help these people. We donate a portion of every single purchase of fan hands if you go through the instructions on the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com. So get ready for the game. Get your fan hands. Get loud, whether you're in the dome, wherever you may be around the country. If you want to take these to the Super Bowl at MetLife, wherever you're going to be, you're a San Diego Charger fan, a Kansas City Chief fan, you're a big fan of South Dakota State, and you want to see what they could do this season, and the Jackrabbits, mind you, whatever you're a fan of, you could supply yourself with the best fan accessory because it allows you to still hold on to your food. You got your fan hands on, you could still hold your nachos. There's no problem with that. You could still grab your drink. You could slap high five to your buddy. You can pop them right in your pocket, and they don't take up any space that's going to be obtrusive to what you're trying to do, not going to obstruct your view. You're not going to worry about, I have to put it under my arm. How am I going to get this through? You just put them right in your pocket, put them on when you want to, and get loud and enjoy those games. Fan hands, fanhands.com, you can get them at, and on the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com if you want to donate to your brothers and sisters affected by Hurricane Sandy, and I implore you to do so. And I also want to give a special thanks to Moe's Southwest Grill on Erie Boulevard. We'll be doing a Moe's giveaway very, very soon. I thank Moe's for the Mo Money No Problems giveaway, where we give you Mo Bucks to go out and try their food. I love the John Coctistan chicken quesadilla with those black beans, cheese, lettuce, a little bit of pickled jalapenos, and olives. Throw it on that grill, get it crisp, flip it over, and serve it to me with those free chips that you can get with salsa. And, you know, you go to some of the other places where you have to pay for your chips, you have to pay for a chip refill, you have to pay for your salsa. At Moe's, you get your main course, whether it's if it's a chicken bowl, you want to put some rice and beans and all that in a bowl. If you want to get tacos, if you want to get a quesadilla, if you want a burrito, whatever you order, those chips and the salsa is there. You want to get 20 seconds? I mean, if that's what you want, you want to keep going up, you want 20 seconds, go ahead and go up there and get them. You want seconds, thirds, fourths, whatever it may be, Moe's gives you a good price good quality food, and they don't charge you for the stuff that you shouldn't be charged for in the first place. So I thank Moe's Southwest Grill for giving me the opportunity to do giveaways with them through facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. And I thank every single one that has been with Dan Totora Broadcast Media and all of you that have listened to me and been fans, listeners, and many of you have become friends. I thank you so much for that. I can't thank you enough for everything that you do. God bless you. I'll talk to you very soon. Plenty of exclusives, so much to come, and you're going to find out very soon what CUSE truly stands for on wakeupcalldt.com and what CUSE means and what it means for you in the football and basketball seasons and even beyond that. I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Satora for wakeupcalldt.com. Dan Satora Broadcast Media, and every other outlet that you get in touch with the show, including facebook.com/wakeupcalldt, and on Twitter @calldt, that's CALLDT, where you can get me any day, anytime, and talk about anything sports related. Happy to talk with you, and I thank you so much.